Okay, Kutvach, Freilich and Chanukah, everyone.
Freilich and Chanukah. Look at the Rashi here. It says Richard brought in some suganiyot there in the small kitchen for after the class.
Nice.
I didn't see that.
Shkayach.
You missed. You.
Is Tosfos agrees?
Yes. Oh. Did you miss? I don't know if you missed the Chazan missing Al Hanisim.
I was not quite there in Tefillah. You missed it? Completely missed it?
Oh, okay. I thought so.
Yeah. Nobody chimed in.
I thought you missed it.
Oh, that was you.
It was a chazan. It was the person leading the services. On one of the days of Hanukkah somewhere.
Like, for example,
where you
in some place of Midrash somewhere.
Where you happened to be at one point.
Exactly. It's not a fact.
Correct.
Okay. So Arkady was asking.
Did you go back?
No, I had reached the bracha.
Hashem's
name, and we determined that's you can't go back at that point.
Right. What was Arkady's question?
No, but this is a start class.
Arkady's question was: is there anywhere in the Torah Shebechsav or the Torah Shebal Peh that mentions Chanukah? I think you heard something that there's no mention. Mm-hmm. The truth is there is no mention in the Torah Shebechsav, in the written Torah, mm-hmm. because Hanukkah happened after us. There are a few allusions to it. Tvoyach vehichinu they bring. It's, and a few other allusions they say in the Torah Shebechsav, because everything is included in the Torah Shebechsav, because the written Torah is the blueprint for creation. The Torah is a blueprint for creation. But in the Torah Shebal Peh, the truth is, there's not a lot of mention. There's no, it doesn't have its own Masechta, but it is mentioned. Specifically in the Gemara you have in front of you, in Maseches Shabbos, there are about three pages of Gemara which are floating in and out of the Sugya of Chanukah. Truth is, there's not that many halachas. If you go to have a look at the Shulchan Aruch on the shelf, there's only a few chapters that are referring to Chanukah, whereas, Shabbos
or
itself
or anything else, Chayshon
Mishpat or Purim or they have many more halachas. So the halachas Purim Maseches Megillah doesn't spend that too long discussing the actual halachas of Purim.
Right,
most of it is discussing
so
the.
Rabbi Soloveitchik Zetzal says that the reason we go to great length in the Shmon Esrei
in Al Hanisim,
Al Hanisim is
when you
because it's not in Torah Shebechsav.
Right. Yeah.
Therefore, we tell the whole story.
Yeah, there's no Megillah. We don't read from a Megillah or anything to jog our memory. So we have when we sit down, when we stand up to daven, or we sit down to eat, then we go through that story.
When the Shaliyat Tzibur remembers. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We won't belabor that.
So in front of us we have the Gemara which discusses Chanukah. On Daf Chaf Aleph Amad Beis, really starts right at the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph, and the Gemara and Shabbos goes through to like Chaf Gimel Amad Beis. So it's really just a very, very small amount of. And there's a couple of other Gemaras in Shas that mention Chanukah, but this is the bulk of the halachas. So we're going to have a look at one specific halacha today, which is the time. Which one lights the menorah, or specifically to the time until which one lights the menorah. The time from which is more of a debate amongst the poskim. As the Gemara says, Misha Tishka Chama at Shkia. So the question is, what is Shkia and how do we consider Shkia? There's a lot of debate.
What line is this?
We haven't gone into the Gemara yet.
Yeah.
So the question is what Shkia is. That's the main question of when, at which time is the ideal time to light the menorah. But we're specifically talking about and until which time one should light the menorah, or how long one should light the menorah. Okay, so let's have a look at this Gemara.
But this is the tractate devoted to Shabbat?
This is Maseches Shabbos.
Why is this Shabbos?
Why? Because
mention about menorah.
Because this is the perek, the chapter of Bameh Madlikin that we read on Friday night. Mm-hmm. So in Bameh Madlikin, it goes through the different oils and the different wicks you're allowed to use for Shabbos to light your Shabbos candles. At the end of this initial introductory discussion of which oils and why the oils are not good, the Gemara poses the question about Hanukkah. How about Hanukkah? With which wicks and oils are you allowed to light it? And you see that there's a machlokas whether there is a distinction between Hanukkah and Shabbos, or there isn't a distinction. There's a three-way machlokas that is based on halachas, specific halachas, which relate to Hanukkah. That's the introduction that the Gemara comes on, specifically because of the oils and the wicks, which is spoken about regarding lighting Shabbos candles. So then it springboards and segues and digresses into a discussion of the oils and wicks for Hanukkah, and then goes through the rest of the halachas of Hanukkah. Okay, so have a look on Chaf Aleph Amar Beis. The
halfway down the shading.
Where's your shading? No. So at the top, it's about 15 lines down. The first word on the line is Lagirsa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the third word in Vakovsa. Yeah? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Gemara, as one of its ways of distinguishing between Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles, is a distinction between whether, if it blows out, do you have to relight it? Okay, that on Shabbos,
yeah.
On Shabbos, yeah, so one of the distinctions is like Kavsa Ein Zakukla, right? Kavsa, where is it? The Kavsa Ein Zakukla means that what if it burns out, if it blows out, then do you have to relight it? So this opinion, there was an opinion that Kavsa Ein Zakukla, if it blows out, you don't need to relight it. And the reason given for this is because Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah. Because the lighting of the candle, that was the mitzvah, right? All you've got to do is you've got to make sure you light it properly.
Oh, yeah, for Shabbos.
For Hanukkah, this is talking about Hanukkah.
This is the essential part?
The essential part is the lighting, as the Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah. The Hadlaka does the mitzvah. The mitzvah is in the lighting. So the ramifications of this would be that you're not allowed to light your candle higher than 20 amas. What happens if you lit your candle 30 amas and then you brought it down lower? So they will say you're not Yotzi. You didn't fulfill your obligation. Why? Because Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah. The mitzvah was in the lighting. And when you lit it at the wrong place. Just the fact that it's burning in the right situation now doesn't make a difference. The Hadlaka is the point that you fulfill the mitzvah.
So would you then be able to say if you lit it less than 20 amos and then raised it, it would be
essentially yes. Yeah. Essentially, it would be you did your mitzvah. Right. You did your mitzvah. It's valid.
Doesn't make a difference how long it's light.
That's going to be. We're going to come onto how long. Yeah, but as soon as you the main halacha is that as soon as you light it, you fulfill your mitzvah. As long as there was enough oil to light for, we'll see how long it has to be. Then even if it blows out before then, it's absolutely fine. For sure, it wasn't intentionally. You intended for it to stay lit. You don't need to relight it. It's a nice thing to light it. Yeah, and that's what people do. If it blows out, you carry on lighting it, but you don't need to, because kavsa ein zakukla. Yeah, if it blows out, you're not required to it. That's what it means literally. You're not required to relight it. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a question on this premise of this halacha. The halacha is that kavsa, if it blows out, you don't need to relight it. The Gemara asks, v'reminu, a contradiction. Mitzvasa, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is mishatishka hachama, from when the sun sets. Yeah, shkia sachama, shkia is sunset. Mishatishka hachama, ad shatichla regel min hashuk, until the regel, the feet, have ended the market. Yeah, have left the market. Until people have left the market.
Where do they use that term?
Where do they use that term? Here. Ad shatichla regel min hashuk.
No, but why do they say regel as opposed to people?
Foot traffic.
I mean, foot traffic, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this is a contradiction. This is a question. Mitzvasa, the mitzvah is from sunset all the way until Achatech L'Regel Min Hashuk. So Gemara asks, my love, di kavza hadam adlikla? Is this trying to tell me that if it blew out, then you have to relight it, because you have to make sure that it's lit from Shkia all the way up until Achatech L'Regel? Yeah, that will be a contradiction to the previous halacha that we said that you don't need to relight it. And this sounds like we're saying that it has to stay lit all the way from Shkia till Achatech L'Regel. So the Gemara suggests that that's what it's talking about. The Gemara says, no, light. It's not talking about the fact that you have to relight it up until it has to stay lit from that time. What is it referring to? De'iloy adlik madlik. It's telling you that if you have not lit, then you should light.
Do it in this period.
Do it in this period. If you did not light it at the right time, being shkia, misha tishka hama, you have ad up until achatech l'regel min hashuk. Yeah, that is the time that you have to light it. After that time, you can't light it. But before that time, we're saying that that's the time when you're allowed to start lighting it. Yeah, that you'll fulfill your mitzvah as long as you light it between, somewhere between Shkia and Tichel Regel, that you've fulfilled your mitzvah. Okay?
Nowadays, there's foot traffic on that one.
Okay. Well, we'll come on to this. We'll come on to this. Okay? Says the Gemara of Inami. Alternatively, what this halacha of Misha Tishka Hama Ad Shatech L'Regel Min Hashuk means, it doesn't mean Eloi Adlik Madlik, that if you didn't light it, then you can still light it as long as it hasn't yet come to Ad Shatech L'Regel. Rather, what's it talking about? L'Shi'ura. It's talking about a shiur, an amount of time, a measure of time. What does this mean? Says Rashi. Let's have a look at Rashi. It's the first narrow line here.
Okay.
L'shiura. Yeah, on the left side here. Uh-huh. Sorry, you guys don't have the margin. I know where Rashi is because I have the margin here. Okay. On the left side, the first narrow line. L'shiura. Sheyehei bo shemen. That there should be in the menorah oil, kashir hazeh, for this amount, this measure, umiu, however, im kavsa, ein zakukla. If it did blow out after that, then ein zakukla, you don't need to relight it. Just you've got to make sure, ideally, yeah, there's got to be enough oil that it could light for this time. If it blows out, then ein zakukla. But we're not saying that it has to stay lit this whole time. Just there has to be enough that theoretically it could stay for this amount of time. Yeah, these are both answers to the question, right? We had the question that the halacha is that kavsa, if it blows out, you don't need to relight it. Aye, but we said it has to stay lit from shkia until achatech l'regel. We said, no, that halacha isn't referring to, isn't telling you got to keep it lit. That halacha is saying either a completely unrelated halacha, not about how long it has to stay lit for, but rather what time are you allowed to light it, or that, yeah, it is telling you how long it has to be lit for. But not that you have to relight it if it blows out. Just you have to make sure you have enough oil. The shiur, a measure of oil. You have to have enough oil that it stays lit. Okay? Understood? Mm-hmm. Now, if we open up a Shulchan Aruch over here, or a Rambam, because the Shulchan Aruch brings this, the lashon of the Rambam, the wording of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, brings this halacha down, and he says, would you like a copy? Would you guys like a copy? See inside? Okay, have a copy. Have a copy. Okay, page 281. There's only three, so you guys can share. Towards the end.
Okay.
This should get there.
281.
Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch says, Shochach, if you forgot. Oi hezid, in the base. You see the base at the top? Shochach, you forgot. Oi hezid, or you were negligent. Veloi hidlik im shkia zachama. Right, he had to tell us both of those, because Shochach, that's accidental. That's on purpose. You did it on purpose. But still, even if it was on purpose, and you didn't light im shkia zachama at shkia, madlik v'hoylech ad shetichle regem in a shuk, you are allowed to light and continue lighting up until ad shetichle regem in a shuk, until this time. What is this time? Oh, I forgot to. Sorry. Let's please turn back to the Gemara, because I forgot the end of the Gemara. We got down to the two dots. L'shiura. So the next words there. Ad shetichle regel min hashuk. Va'ad kama. What is this? What do you mean? What is this? What is this ad shetichle regel min hashuk? Yeah, which shuk? At what time? There's lots of different shuks. Right? Sometimes people are early, sometimes people are late. What shuk are we talking about? What is our precedent? What is our model shuk that we're marketing this market on? Va'ad kama, Omer Rabba Babarchano, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, ad shekalya rigla to Talmudai, until the foot, yeah, leaves the Talmudai market. What is the Talmudai market? So Rashi, the next Rashi, tells us regla to Talmudai. It was under the one that was Lashiura, the next one. Regla Shadashat to Tamradai. Shame Uma. This is the name of a nation, Malakte Eitzim Dakim. Their business was they collected twigs. Umis Akvim Bashuk. And these guys would stay late in the market. Acha Holchim Bnei Hashuk Labatehem. Until the people who live in the town, who would come to the market, go home, Misha Tishka, Misha Chesheka, when it gets dark, Umav Irim Bapateim Or, and they would light their fire, Ukeshatzrichim La'etim Yoitim V'Koinimim. And then if they realize, Oy vey, I don't have enough twigs that it's going to last me through the night, they're going to have to run back out, and they're going to have to go to the market, and they would find these Talmudayim, and the Talmudayim would stay there for this extra time, okay? Because yeah, usually what happens is by nighttime it's gone, like the marketplace is empty, right? Everyone's gone. Everyone's yeah. You've got to walk back with your shopping while it's still light. No, so this is for the people who stay late. Yeah, for the people who come, they get home. They realize, oh, I need to run out and get some twigs, and then they come back to the market. So this is what we're referring to. Now, says the Rambam, yeah, the Rambam, and this is now brought by the Shulchan Aruch. What is, how much time is that? Ad shetichla regel min hashuk. Yeah, until everyone leaves the shuk, which we're told is the Talmudayim leaving the shuk. Shehu kamay chetzi shah. That it is like a chetzi shah, half an hour. Actually, the truth is, the Rambam brings a different lashon. The Rambam says, "Kamei chetzi shah oy yoser, or more, mm-hmm. half an hour or more." Okay, so it continues. Sha'oz that then ha'am oivrim v'shavim, people are going back and forth. V'ikar pirsumei nisa. And therefore, there is pirsume nissa. There is publication of the miracle. That's why we light the menorah. We light the menorah for pirsume nissa, to publicize the nest, to publicize the miracle. Hilkach, okay, good. So this is when there's going to be publicity, because people are still out and about. So therefore, you should light it for this amount of time. You should light it during this time that people are going to see. Okay, now at this point, I'm going to turn your attention to a Ritva. The Ritva speaks about this amount, this shiur, this measure of half an hour. Yeah, that what was the measure? What are we talking about? We're talking about the mitzvah of Chanukah. The mitzvah of Chanukah, of the menorah, is that you have to have pirsumei nisa, you have to publicize it. When is there going to be publicity? When people are out and about. That's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says, from Shkia, because you don't light it during the day, yeah, the Gemara says in another place, that Shraga b'tihara loy chazi, or something like that, loy nira. You can't see a torch that's shining in the day, you can't see it. Mm-hmm. Right? You come in the Beis HaMedrash, actually in this Beis HaMedrash in the day, and you turn the lights on, it does make a huge difference, because we've got these tiny prison cell windows here. But you come in, you know, a room, yeah, turn on a floodlight, yeah, at Fenway Park. Yeah, the floodlights in the middle of the day, you're not going to see it, not going to make a difference. Yeah, it's not going to change. So we don't light the menorah during the day, so it's from Shkia. Up until when? Until people are out and about, as Rashi says. The last of the people are out and about. Yeah, because even though most people leave the shuk by then, but still, they're over and v'shavim, they're still back and forth, they're going to come out, they're going to chap, they realize, you know, they forgot their eitzim dakim, yeah, and they need to come to buy some firewood. So that is the shiur, that is the time, that's the measure of time that you are allowed to still light the menorah. You can still fulfill your obligation. Okay?
It's not very accurate. What is actually time and
shkiur? The Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear. Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear. Shehu kamay chetzi shah. It's about half an hour. Okay? But we'll see.
Before the sunrise, what?
No. Half an hour from Shkia. From Shkia, up until around half an hour. That's the time that you have to light the menorah.
Only 1 hour, 1.5 hour.
Half an hour.
Chetzi shah.
Wintertime, so nighttime hours.
Now, I'll add over here. It's important to add over here that let's skip this. We'll see this in the Ramah. Skip down towards the last line before the end. We have the Rashi script Hagar. Yesh Oimrim. There are those that say, Shebizman Hazeh. that in our days, in our times, shemadlikim bifnim, that we light inside. Right? We don't like light outside. We light inside. Why are we lighting inside? Because there was a gezeira, there was a
proclamation
that anyone who lights candles outside during the Goyish Avodah Zarah festivals would be dealt with. So at that point, they started lighting the candles inside. They would light the candles inside on the Shulchan so that they would avoid being caught. Yeah.
The best way to do it was outside.
But then it was totally changed. It was totally changed. They did it inside. Then back in Eretz Yisrael, now we do it outside. Some people even in Chutz Laaretz, in Lakewood, I think you can probably in Brooklyn you could probably see it as well. Yeah. In Queens, you haven't.
Bayswater, I saw people doing.
I don't know what Queens means. But essentially in Chutz Laaretz, it was a big discussion when people go back to Eretz Yisrael. The briskers are still makpid not to they light both. They light inside and outside because it might be after the gezeira. Maybe you can't fulfill the mitzvah lighting outside.
So
and there's other questions as well. But nowadays that we light inside, who are we lighting for?
Lighting for our family.
Lighting for our family. Who's a pirsumi nissa for our family?
Yeah.
There's no pirsumi nissa for the people outside. They've got nothing to do with outside. Therefore, says the Ramah, nowadays, bizman hazeh shemadlikim bifnim, that we light inside, ein tzarech lizayer lahadlik kodem shetich leregem in a shuk. You don't need to be careful to light before this time that people have stopped going to the market. Because you're not lighting for them anyway. So who cares about that half an hour? Yeah, half an hour doesn't make a difference. Now we're lighting for inside. As long as people are awake, then you can light it. This is the halacha, that if you come home late and people are all asleep, lachatchila, you should wake them up. So that there's going to be a pirsa minissa. So you're mefarising, you publicize it.
But in any case, this is the latest time.
One other person, isn't that what it's brought down? You know, one person in the family is awake, aside from you. You're okay.
Yeah.
We had a discussion last Monday night at class about justice and Pirsumei Nisa, Rabbi Leff says, does not apply to Goyim.
Right.
I thought it did.
It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. But most of the Rishonim and Poskim speak about it that these Talmudai weren't. We're not saying that it was the Talmudai were in the shuk, because Talmudaiim are goyim.
Yeah.
We're not saying it's the Yidden who come home. They see that they don't have any firewood. They go out to buy from the Talmudaiim and then they come home. So it's the Yidden that we're referring to. That's the Pirsumines.
But
on the contrary, I had a friend of mine. Friday night lit his candles. He's American. He was in Bristol in England, on campus, and he was having a meal with his guests with some students, and someone threw eggs at their house, at their window, shouting Jews. Yeah.
It was in England.
This very what was he? Why did it happen? Because it was like the menorah. The menorah is there to shed light to the outside world.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for. Yeah. It's for you guys.
It's amazing they would resent such a.
Yeah, so they don't understand pirsuminess. Well, maybe that can help us understand this concept. Yeah. Okay. Says the Ramah, Mikom Okim Toivli Zari Gamiz Manazai. Still, you should. It's good to be careful to light it during that first half hour, even Bizman Hazeh, even in our days. But you don't need to, because essentially the pirsuminess is for inside. It's not for outside. If it's for outside, then you've got to be careful.
But even inside, is there some time? What is final time you can
You're allowed to light up until as long as people are awake until morning.
Sunrise.
Just only because you can't see the candle in the day. It's not, you know, you're not yoitzi. You don't fulfill your mitzvah if you light during the day.
3 a.m., 4 a.m. also fine.
As long as it's before shachar, you know, whatever. But
the morning.
They don't speak about the.
Yeah. But morning is another day. If you miss, if sunrise, it's mean another day.
It's the same day.
No, but if
it's the same day of Hanukkah.
But after sunrise.
Same day of Hanukkah. Vayere vayvayke yom.
Right. But we even say.
You can theoretically can.
You could light the next day, all the way through the day, but just you can't fulfill your mitzvah because you can't see the candles.
Right.
The lighting has to be at night, has to be in the dark.
That's
Hanukkah!
To see flame.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We're shedding light into the darkness.
Okay.
I assume after Dachar Chatzos is okay. Chatzos Alayla would be okay.
No, but there you have you just have the regular problem of the fact that you might forget.
Mm-hmm. But I never heard about outside.
So you need to have a shomer.
Almost happened to somebody who was all involved in throwing a party for people last night. And,
I thought your party was over by 8:45.
I know, but you know, you someone's going to tidy 9, up 9:30, and it's like, time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Oh wait, oops! Somebody said that. I'm not saying that.
Could it be that this person?
There was.
Maybe that could be the reason that this person forgot Alan listen as well.
But if outside, but this is
may or may not.
If I vote to outside, this is the height is important in this case or not?
Sorry,
maybe so.
The height. Height is the same reason.
Yeah.
No, but
because you're trying to publicize it. So if it's too high, people can't see it.
But if I go outside, I stay in the on the level.
Yeah,
ground level.
Well, you're in the tenth.
You need to go somewhere outside.
The 20th floor of an apartment building.
Up or not?
What do you do?
No, but outside. It means I go out from the door or to go to balcon. Where to stay outside?
Staying outside?
If you go to outside to leave the candle.
If you're lighting the candle outside,
where do you stay?
Light the candle. Pesach beisay mebachutz at the entrance to your house outside.
The height doesn't make a difference.
Height does make a difference.
No, but if I go outside,
it has to be less than 20 feet.
No, but
20 amas.
Next to your door.
20 amas.
Next to your door. It means
on which side of the door when you're facing from outside?
On the other side of the mezuzah.
Which
on the left.
Which side of the door?
Okay.
Facing the door from
if you're facing the door on the left side.
It means that
Mezuzah's
on the right.
And the
menorah should be on the left. That way you are mesuvav, you're surrounded by mitzvahs.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, I should keep in hand menorah or where to place.
There's
One second. Where do you light now?
You live in an apartment building?
Not my condo.
Sort of.
Which floor?
First
floor. Are there other people that live in the? Do you have like a communal?
No, it might.
First floor means downstairs. You have a porch.
Yeah. Can I go on porch and light?
You could put it on the porch, yeah. But nowadays, the minhag, the custom is in most places that we light inside. Light inside by the window, and that way it's inside, but you're still sort of lighting it from outside.
Yeah. Okay, now you say.
When the Rama is saying we light it inside, he's talking about on the shulchan, not in the window.
Yeah,
at least we have it in the window because there's less of a sakana, there's less of a risk. So we.
I remove my curtains. I keep my lulav up above the window where I put my I take it down, needless to say, for this period.
Why?
Okay. Was this
the menorah right underneath the dry lulav?
No,
I don't think that would be.
Because you mentioned some people like even our time go outside.
Like the lulav.
Yeah, but in Eretz Israel, in Israel they do.
But I like this idea to come outside.
Burn on my
It's a beautiful thing. If you want to, you're welcome to. Bavakasha, you're welcome to.
But you say there are those who.
I also like it.
Light.
No, but this is nice.
Inside and outside. How would
briskas.
Yeah. So how would you arrange
They will do one bracha. They choose which one is the choicest, the best place to light. The ikka. One bracha, and then they go around lighting half a dozen menorahs. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of different opinions, a lot of complications, because you don't own the building, and the inside of your building, you've got a common stairway, cheder madrigot, the stair room. So if you light outside your front door, then it's not really public, because it's only a few people walking to their apartments. If you light outside the door of the building, it's not really your that. If you light in your window, okay, so that's in the window. If you light in that window, then that's a little bit higher. If you light in that window, so you have some briskers are lighting, you know, quite a few menorahs.
Just to cover to
make
everything.
Sure. To make sure.
No, but then Rabbi mentioned, I look last week, it's only about home. If not home, you cannot light candle.
In your home, yeah.
It's home. It means outside. But I believe it's outside is not allowed even because it's not home.
No, it is. No, the main halacha is you have to light it Pesach Beisayim Bechutz. The main halacha is you have to light it at the entrance to your house outside Bechutz.
Mm-hmm. So what about the Hasidim who? Light it in the city hall or wherever?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Yesh al mi lismeich. There are opinions that we can rely on. The minhag in Kirov parties. Did you like Amara last night? I mean, someone at the party. The minhag they do is that they get someone who hasn't lit and who won't light at home. They light it for the party or for the kirov.
Found out later she was going to light at her own, but
Okay. Yesh al mi lismeich.
Whatever.
Right. Okay. Anyway, so now we've said ad shatech l'regel mishkan is for what? Yeah, according to this, we're saying that if you haven't lit, then you can still light until then. Why? Because that's still public, because people are still walking around until chetzi shah for half an hour. Or according to Rambam, chetzi shah or yoser, a little bit more, for half an hour or more. Says the Ritva. The Ritva, in explaining ad dekalia rigla de tamudai, yeah, that the shuk is referring to this tamudai market, he says, perish. These are the people who sold firewood. They're called Tamridai. V'hayu mis'achrim sham berachayv ha'ir. And they would stay late in the main thoroughfare of the city. U'v'chol makayim. And in every place, hadavar hazeh kafi mashahu. This matter is according to how it is.
What does that mean?
The common minhag custom is sheshiuroi, that the amount of time is kolzman shechaniyos hamoichrim shemen v'chayotze behen pesuchos. As long as the chaniyos, the stores that sell shemen, are still open, you are this. That is the zman of ad shetichel regel min hashuk for nowadays. Back in the old days, it was half an hour. Yeah, it was half an hour. You'd get home. Yeah, no one's going out. There was no streetlights. In the Ritva's time, there was also no streetlights. But his understanding, the understanding is when people are still likely to go outside. Yeah, Rabbi Moshe Sternbach understands that it's rave people. Yeah, majority of people would still go. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that the majority of people are still out, but majority of people would still go out at that time. Then that is that's considered ad shetichel regel min hashuk. Yeah. So according to this, it would be a lot more makel for us. Yeah, a lot easier to get the best way of lighting. Remember, Shulchan Aruch says, by the way, b'di'eved, if you did it after half an hour, and then you're still yotzi, you still fulfill your mitzvah. But this now makes that lechatchila, because we're saying that people are still around. As long as people are still back and forth, we don't say it's an objective half an hour. No, it is uvachol makim. In every place, hadar hazeh kafi mashu, is depends on what the situation is of that place. Rabbi one of the brisker rabbeim in Eretz Yisrael, I forget which one it was, the brisker yeshiva is in up Strauss, just off Kikar Shabbos in Meir Sharim area. I don't know if anyone knows the area. Yeah, so up Strauss is the yeshiva. There used to be an old movie theater or theatrical theater, yeah, an old theater back in the days. And this Brisker Rav, whichever one it was, he would light up until. Yeah, the last show.
Last show
of the night. Yeah, people are still out and about. That was his man. Yeah, every place is according to Mashahu, whatever the situation is in that place. Okay, that's one halacha, right? As if you haven't lit, you're allowed to light up until Al Shetich L'Rega Ben Ashok. What is Al Shetich L'Rega Ben Ashok? Up until, half an hour, like, but it's really dependent on, it's dependent, well, if you live next door to a movie theater. If you don't, then you don't have that. Okay, if you live next to the T station, could be, when's the last T? Yeah. But then according to Rav Moshe Sternbach, most people wouldn't take a T up until the last T. There's somebody who would, but most people wouldn't.
We know him.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, that's one aspect. But remember, we had a second interpretation, right? One interpretation was, Achatecha Rega Ben Ashok, was, if you haven't lit, you can light up until this time. The second was, L'shiura, for the amount of oil that you have to have in there. Meaning the ideal time that it has to be lit for is from Shkia up until Achatecha Rega Ben Ashok. So this is now how the Shulchan Aruch brings another halacha, because essentially, we don't know. What does it mean? From Shkia until Achatech L'Regel. What does it mean? Does it mean that if you didn't light, you were allowed to light up until then? Or does it mean that you have to make sure that it stays lit up until then, or at least has enough oil that it stays lit until then? They're two completely, entirely different halachas, but we don't know with the interpretation of these words. So, therefore, the halacha is brought down like both of them. This suffix, this doubt, we paskin like both of them. And so this is why the Shulchan Aruch says, Hilkach, third line down Hilkach, in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilkach, therefore, in the middle of the line, Hilkach, Tzarech litein bo shemen, you need to put in your menorah, shemen kezeh hashiur, enough oil for that amount of time. Ve'im nosan bo yoiser, and if you put more in, yochalecha bo yoiser, you're allowed to put it out, la'acha she'ova zeh hazman, after this amount of time has passed. Yeah, so you have to have half an hour's worth of oil. You have to light it for half an hour. If it blows out, you don't have to relight it, but you have to light it for half an hour. There has to be enough oil for half an hour. Why? Again, because when we say from Shkia up until Achatech L'Regel, does it mean that if you haven't lit it, you're allowed to light it up until that time? Because people are still back and forth, that's still Pirsumines. Or do we say that that's the amount of time that you have to light it for? From Shkia, it has to stay lit for half an hour. According to that explanation, it doesn't really matter which time in the day, in the night you light it. Right? Because we're saying that what is Shkia until Achatech L'Regel? Just an amount of time. Half an hour. But essentially, it's got nothing to do with Achatech L'Regel. Right? It got nothing to do with when people are out and about. I was just saying, we've got a random time period, which is half an hour. You can put that half an hour middle of the night, end of the night. Yeah? Doesn't make a difference. You're just going to have a half an hour. That's the amount of time. It's just a shiur, just a measure of time. Okay. So, the complication, and I'm just going to tell you guys, there is a long piece of which is in Moyadim Uzmanim, which is a sefer by Rabbi Moshe Sternbach, who is the Ravid, the Rosh Av based in, the head of the Badat based in Eretz Israel. He's an Englisher, he's from England originally. When I met him and introduced myself to him, I went to him a few times. I lived a few minutes away from him in Haranoff in Yerushalayim. And when I went to him for the first time, I introduced myself as Goldstein. He said, asked me which Goldstein. I said, Goldstein Smoked Salmon, which is a family business from the East End. And he said, I remember when I used to go with my booby on Sunday mornings to go and pick up the smoked salmon from your mm-hmm. grandfather's Ooh. Store at that time. Yeah. So this is Rav Moshe Sternbach, who is a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, and a very very clever sort of activist and political sort of person as well. So Rav Moshe Sternbach has a
still alive.
He's still alive. Still alive. He has a shul in Eretz Israel called the Gra Shul in Haranoff. So he has a long piece where he discusses, he goes into a lot of the problem is I was planning to read it, but I didn't get the time. I'm going to just tell you guys, we also are running out of time, but I'm going to tell you guys a question that I have, and we can think about it and we can try to ponder it. So the question is like this. Question is that, remember, we have this Ritva. The Ritva says every place is according to right what the situation is then. Well, I'll ask you, what about the shear? What about the measure? What about the amount of time you have to light this for? If we're saying that it all depends on what time the last showing is at the movie theater, yeah, or what time the last people are going out to Stop and Shop, which I would suspect that would be over here in Malden. Stop and Shop is open till midnight. I regularly run out up until midnight. Okay, I'm not majority people, but up until eight, nine. People aren't even coming home at Shkia. Right. Rush hour is up until 6:30. Yeah. Then you get home, then you run out and go and pick something out from the Stop and Shop. 8, 9. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are opinions, and by the way, this Rav of the Brisker community, what would he do? He would make sure that he has enough oil in his candle that it stays lit all the way up until the last showing.
Mm.
He would make sure there's enough oil. Why? Because that's the shear, right? That's the measure. The measure is from Shkia up until Atchatech Regel. What's his Tichler Regel? His Tichler Regel is the last yes. movie show.
Right.
Yeah?
So if you're using candles, you just use the big ones.
You use oil.
Use the big ones. Use big cups of oil.
Well, if it's not Shabbos, you can add oil to it.
If it's not Shabbos, no. Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah. The mitzvah is in the lighting. If you don't have enough oil when you lit it, at the point of lighting, then you're not Yotzi. If you have that much oil, and then you just top it up, and it stays lit for half an hour, you weren't Yotzi.
Okay, you had enough oil, and then you can still add more.
Yeah. I don't know why you would want to.
Because you want
to keep it going past the...
You want the last show to get out, and people to have time to get home, go by your house and see it.
But, 1 second. If that's the Zman, if that's the amount, the shear that you have to have it lit for, then you have to light it with that much.
As opposed to adding. That might take a big cup, so maybe you can light it with the minimum allowable amount and then add some more as it burns down.
If you're doing it for a chumrah, then you still didn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the hadlaka is what makes the mitzvah.
Yeah.
So that would be the equivalent of taking money out of your pocket and putting it onto the fire to make it burn longer. It was a waste of money because you didn't do your mitzvah. You didn't add to anything to it anyway. Yeah, but the question is like this, and this is a very big difficulty I have. The question is what is this measure of shkia until ad shetich l'regel? What's it got to do with? Nothing. Chazal went and gave an arbitrary measure of how long it has to stay lit for. Could have been a mil, right? Most things are a mil. That's my first question. Why didn't they just say a mil? Yeah. Right, a mil is the amount of time. If you're saying that this is pirsume nes, this is when you're, because people are out and about, then I hear, because, Eloi apik, Eloi adlik madlik. If you haven't lit, then you can still light up until then. People are still around then. Yeah? By the way, I'll just point out, according to that opinion, how long do you have to light it for? What if you realize, okay, I still haven't lit, and you realize like two minutes before the end of the prescribed time, how long do you have to light it for?
I mean, you would say 2 minutes.
2 minutes, yeah. You're done. Yeah. You do after then. It's finished. You didn't
useless.
Do anything.
Yeah. It's first.
But if we're saying it's sheer, yeah. Then shear has nothing to do with people being out and about. It's a shear. It's an arbitrary. Not obviously, nothing is arbitrary. But it's a shear that Chazal decided. The shear for this is misha tishka up until ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. But what if people are? Why would it make a difference where you are, right? When the last movie showing is? That it's not got nothing to do with when people are out and about or how long people are out and about for. L'chaira, all it's got to do with is a shir, a measure of half an hour. That's what they said. L'shiura, right? The Gemara said, L'shiura. They gave you a measure. The measure is you have to light it for half an hour or has to be ideally be able to stay lit for half an hour. Mm-hmm. So according to this, there would seemingly be absolutely no room for even possibly suggesting that you would have to light it for longer than half an hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the fact that there are some people that light it for half an hour, longer than half an hour, because in order to fulfill the shear, the measure, because some places it's longer and people are still out and about, keep it lit till people are still out and about for. Yeah, that's to me seems absolutely redundant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, we are only saying if we're saying it's for sheer, then the time has nothing to do with when people are out and about. Nothing to do. It's not pure silliness. Okay.
So
this
we're
is
not
the
say, we're not saying you light it at the right time and it has to last until for 2.5 hours or however long.
Right. So the only sort of idea that I could have is that it's a bit of both. It's a bit of both together. Yeah, it's pirsumines when people are out and about, but it's also like a shear, a sort of measure of amount of time. And these sort of things work together, but that doesn't make any sense either, because they're separate. They're separate explanations in the Gemara. Right, so I'm troubled by this. I'm still working my head through this, mm-hmm, to understand what exactly where does the shear come from? Where does the amount of time come from? It's a very obscure idea, unless you want to say it does have something to do with when people are out and about, but it's not inferred like that. It's not implied that if you would light it after the time when people are there, that you would still have to light it for that half an hour. Why? Why would you still have to light it for half an hour? So this is a question that I'm troubled by. Apparently, Rav Moshe Shtabach deals with it. I don't know if he comes out with an answer. I'll have to learn it. This would be there are a lot of nafkaminas, a lot of ramifications that would come out of this as well. For example, one would be when we're lighting in the shul, right? So we light in the shul. this, the shul is a little bit different because it's a gezeira. There's a special gezeira that we light in the shul. Yeah, and that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. But when you light in the shul, it has to stay lit for half an hour, right? Because you've got the measure of time.
But they put it out 15 minutes.
After 15 minutes. Yeah, okay, so putting it out because of the sakana, it might burn down. Yeah, but what if you are here for longer than that time? They still blow it out. Everyone goes around and blow, they always blow it out. Yeah. So were you yaitzi? Did you fulfill your mitzvah? Or do we say that it's just because achatech l'regel? People are, the davening ma'ariv is only 15 minutes long, so you're done.
Okay, I have a story that I told last Monday. I was being separated from the service during Hanukkah. And
you're talking about service in the Army?
The Air Force, yeah.
The Air Force.
And I lit the Hanukkah candles. However, they wouldn't, since I was out, they wouldn't let me stay overnight until the next morning to leave. I had to leave that night. So I just left the candles going. But I had to leave. Now what they did about that was beyond my control. So, I just told that story because I was faced with that situation. Thank you.
Yeah. No, so you, as long as you let, if they would.